Perfect Stranglers contains graphic and explicit content suitable for mature listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, Stranglers. It's your local strangler, Bree. And who else do we have with us today?
Hi, guys. My name is Kylie. I am another non-local strangler that's now a local strangler in Michigan. Hi, Stranglers. How many times can you say Stranglers?
And this is Nicole. Strangler, 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 Strangler.
Strangler, 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 Strangler.
That's about all I got
in
me. Yeah.
And
our special guest.
I'm your special strangler guest, Chelsea.
Strangler by association. Yeah. The strangler. Hello, we are the Stranglers Association of America. Here to bring you true crime podcasts every Thursday.
We're unionizing.
On Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Hey.
Yeah.
So it's our second season now, which is cool.
Oh my gosh. It's been a year, guys.
I know. We've been doing this. This is our second year of doing this.
Oh, I have to do a shout out quick.
Okay, go.
Shout out to Chopped Duck.
Yes.
Chopped Duck did our logo. She found her on Fiverr. Recommend using Fiverr. So she posted on her social medias yesterday about our podcast, and then she posted an audio clip of us talking.
That is so cool.
Aww.
We didn't even ask her to do that, did we?
She just did it. I tagged her in one of the posts because I made a grid on Instagram, and I tagged her in one of them and like thanked her. And then, yeah, she posted an audio clip of us talking, and I was like kind of like scrolling through IG, and I was like, okay, why do I hear my voice? Do I have my app on or something? Like, I don't have anything to listen to. I don't have to listen to anything right now. And I was like, oh my God, that's me on her. Oh my God, I feel popular.
The new logo is so badass. I love it. It's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. That's kind of like what we've been wanting for since the beginning of this, like that choking. We wanted people choking people, strangling people.
Yeah.
And so then we got
it. And now we have new music, which is awesome. One day, I was watching YouTube, and I found this guy who does like true crime and weird stories in like a storytelling way on YouTube, and his theme song starts out, and I'm like, gosh darn, that sounds familiar. And it's because we both use the same music, and so now we have custom music for our second season, and we're professional and we are unique, and it's all very splendid.
We are your perfect stranglers.
Yeah.
Love it. Can I do one more shout out?
Sure.
So something happened over the course of our long vacation. We actually haven't recorded together, you guys, since late July. So it's been a long time. I know you guys have been getting episodes. We had a 3-week like episode break, but it's actually been quite some time. In that time, the ladies at my daughter's daycare have found out that I host a true crime podcast.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh God.
And I like to believe that I'm the cool mom of the daycare. Like I hope I am, but like I'm not, but like my ego is like, you need a boost. Just call yourself the cool mom. And so I can't say their names. I don't know if I can say their names, but I'm not going to. But every time I walk in, they tell me, oh my God, I listened to this and I like this and it's so funny. And I listened to you on my way to like in the car on the way to do this, that, and the other. And I walked in the other day and they're like, they had to call me because there was a COVID scare at daycare and they have to call all the parents. And I guess one of the ladies to the other front desk lady was like, when I was calling Everly's mom, I was like nervous because I'm like, oh my God, I listened to her on the podcast and it's going to make me feel like I'm calling someone famous, like I'm talking in on the podcast. And I guess they made a joke that when they wanted to call, they were going to be like, hi, her name isn't Stacy, but I'm going to use the example Stacy. Hi, my name is Stacy, longtime listener, first time caller. I was like, oh my God, you guys. And they're like, it's weird. I love like that I know someone who does a podcast because I feel like we're talking to someone famous. And I'm like, honey, I'm not famous.
That's cute.
We are not famous. However, you keep telling people about us, like, comment, and share on social medias and go ahead and give us that 5-star rating and put a review on Apple Podcasts and like fucking get us there. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Please do.
So, hi, ladies. I'm giving you a shout out. And yeah, thanks for listening. And one of them listens to it in the car with her son, I guess. I don't know how old her son is, but I'm like, girl, I say some things.
I hope he's at least like 13.
We all
or
say
something.
Some things. I know. It's like, Perfect Stranglers contains graphic and explicit content suitable for mature listeners. Listener discretion's advised, okay? 13 and older. Yeah, but yeah, now you know. Hi ladies, I'll see you Monday.
That's funny.
That's my shout out.
So while we're doing shout outs, so my sister, this is a somewhat similar story. So my sister works in like a group home, and she was doing some inventory, and she's always there on the same day as the cleaners. So this woman from, you know, whatever cleaning company or whatever, basically is forced to listen to our podcast because my sister listens to it. And she said, so my sister came over yesterday and she's like, hey, I have a bone to pick with you. I was listening to the podcast about how I was the worst roommate that you ever had. And it was really embarrassing because I was listening with the cleaning lady there. Oh, man.
There was a moment when I was editing that episode. I was like, do I cut this out?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure your family listens, or do I keep it? And I was like, it's being cut.
No, she was terrible. Keep it in.
Keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it in. Speaking of family, like cutting things about our family, I have to tell you guys something else that happened with my mom.
Oh,
so y'all know how on Snapchat they have the filters where it shows a full neck tattoo, chest tattoo, all of that.
Yeah. Yes.
So the filter looks incredibly fake. Your face is smoothed out, like it makes your lips more pink and everything. Like it looks fake as
yeah.
well, right? But like my mom doesn't have Snapchat. She's not really aware of like what filters can do. I got a message yesterday on my phone, and I keep in mind I posted this like it was like a week or two ago. Kylie with 4 question marks. Kylie, please tell me you did not do all tattoos you are revealing. Totally not in your skin, your body. Just saying, why? Really? First off, when have I ever given a fuck of what's in and what's not? Second, my skin, my body, but you're still scolding me about the choice that I would have made for my body?
Flower.
In the words of Nicole, not sure about that, Mom. Third, it's just a filter, Mom. I did not do that, but please don't be surprised one day when I come home with my scalp tattooed and my fingers tattooed, because that will be happening. Thank you. And that's what I have to say on that.
Flower has her finger on the pulse of all trends, so.
Listen, yes. Listen. She really does. Yeah. Tell me you did not do all the tattoos you are revealing. Totally not in. Like, what? I didn't know it was a fashion statement.
I mean, let's be real. It's not in. Pete Davidson got rid of all his tattoos. Wasn't that Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
Yes, but
maybe it wasn't.
But he got rid of his because he wasn't getting jobs from it and because they were all really bad.
Yeah.
But like Flower said, they're just not in.
They're just tattoos aren't in. Nope.
Never.
Nope. That's why everyone our age is going to be all tattooed. I love when people say, well, what are you going to do with your tattoos when they get older? And like, look like literally everyone else my age.
Right.
Yeah.
Quite literally look like every single other person my age.
Exactly.
We're all going to look crappy and wrinkly anyway, so.
Okay.
No shit. Might as well like make it fun.
Right.
And also, I remember when I got my nose pierced, my septum pierced, my nostril pierced. My mom was like, you are never going to get a job looking like that. You are not going to get a job. Anyway, yeah. So when you get your tattoos and piercings, whatever, people are like, you're never going to get a job, especially like a decade ago. And I've never struggled to get a job, even in a corporate environment. Like more so at like Starbucks and stuff in that type of environment. If you have tattoos showing and whatever, it's difficult. But I'm still like, you're missing out on such a large workforce by employing that rule.
That's for sure.
Like some of your star employees, could have their nostril pierced or septum piercing.
I mean, there's lots of staffing issues right now because of COVID. And I think that a lot of those stupid asinine rules are going to go out the window because they just need people to work.
Yeah. Yeah. So I applied for Starbucks to get like a second job on the weekends to like bring in more cash. And I am non-hireable at Starbucks because I have two facial piercings.
Have you seen the people that go to Starbucks?
Yeah, I am not. I'm also non-hireable at, no, it was Starbucks. Unless I put a Band-Aid over my nose and I'm like, nobody is that. That's what? Far more that's visible ridiculous. Than a small stud. And like nowadays, literally no one cares. Literally the only people who care that you have a piercing or a tattoo is the 55, 60-year-old Karen who like, good riddance, bye, we don't need your money, like seriously.
Which is funny because my mom's job just let go of Karen.
Oh, really?
She just left yesterday.
What an unfortunate time. What an unfortunate time to be named Karen.
This Karen really is a Karen, though. It's like peak... Karen. I love it.
Yeah. So I think we did. I think what I said sufficed as housekeeping. Yeah. Follow us Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Perfect Stranglers. Check out our new website, perfectstranglers.com. And I want to hear stories from Chelsea. So
yeah. So let's do that. We have a real treat for you today. So today I'm going to tell you about ghosts just in general.
I love it. I love that. I love this so much. Sorry, I'm geeking out right now because, like, Nicole's going to flip her shit.
I'm going to educate you on different types of ghosts and stuff like that. And then Chelsea is going to share with us some of her experiences with ghosts firsthand. So, types of ghosts and hauntings. So, the first type of ghost is an interactive or intelligent ghost. They can become visible. They may speak, move things to let you know that they're there. And so like they know that you are there and they are trying to interact with you. This type of ghost retains its former personality, of when it had an earthly body. And it can also be people that you know, visiting you. The second type of ghost is ectoplasm or ectomist. Side note, do you remember Ecto Coolers? From, like, the high C Ecto Coolers with the,
Yep.
They were really good. They were, like, tangerine flavored, and but they were green.
No.
It was, like, no when Ghostbusters was, like, came out, or, like, I don't know. It was for several years after Ghostbusters, like, in the early 90s. High C Ecto Cooler. They were so good.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, and there's a little...
It's Slimer. You should watch Ghostbusters.
Wait, have you not seen Ghostbusters? Oh, okay.
Such a long time ago, you guys. It's not a movie that like retains like stays that in my memory.
For a second, I was like, oh my god, have you not seen that?
Like... So it's ectoplasm. Yeah. It's a ghostly mist that can appear white, gray, or black. Sometimes ectoplasms appear before becoming full body apparitions. They're often witnessed outdoors, in graveyards, battlefields, or historic sites. The next ghost is arguably the most famous type of ghost, although it is the most rare. It's the poltergeist. It's a German word meaning noisy ghost. It's often the most terrifying of hauntings. They have the ability to make loud knocking sounds, turn on and off lights, open and close doors and cupboards, stack things randomly. Sometimes mysterious fires have been attributed to poltergeists. Normally, poltergeist hauntings start out mild and ramp up to more aggressive. And some experts explain poltergeist activity as a mass of energy that a living person is unknowingly controlling. Orbs is another type. They appear as transparent or translucent ball of light hovering over the ground. They are the most photographed anomaly. They can appear white or sometimes blue in photos, and they move around pretty fast and are often not seen with the naked eye until a photo is seen on like a digital screen or developed into a photo. Shadow people is a common occurrence for ghosts as well. It's a shadowy humanoid shape, sometimes reported with a hat on. Yeah. it's like the same type of hat that they say. It's like almost like a derby hat with like a little brim.
Now I'm just gonna think of like a little British person in a shadow person.
Cheerio.
G'day. God. He's got a little hat on.
Oh, before we go on, that reminds me, I have to tell you what happened. My Jack Black drive-thru.
Oh, my God, okay. Okay, time out.
Remember? Okay, so, yeah, I have to tell you guys this with the accents. Okay, so I pulled through the drive-thru to get Everly some nuggets after daycare because, like, I was done momming for the day. And the guy over the intercom had this like really shitty accent, and I was like, this guy really is trying to fool me and make me think that he's a fucking British or whatever. Pull up to the drive-thru, and it's this young kid. He was like honestly just having fun with his job. He's probably like 15 to 17 years old. You know that nerdy guy in school who definitely does D&D? He's chubby. He has a really patchy mustache, patchy beard. His hair definitely needs a haircut. He's probably wearing like World of Warcraft t-shirt.
Yes.
And faded black jeans. His name
is Peter Van Splunder. You know that guy. I hope you listen, Peter.
Okay. This was him. This was 100%. This 100% was him. He was talking in a British accent, trying to use British slang. He called Everly my wee one. Like, hello, wee one. How are you doing today? And he was like, some people tell me I look like a British Jack Black. And I was like, ah, they do, huh? And then he's like, yeah, they do. And I was like, can you sing something from School of Rock? And he completely broke character because he was not expecting me to ask him. That. And he's like, okay, have a good day. And he like turned beet red.
That's awkward.
I like went up to get the nuggets.
So he was not a fan of School of Rock.
I just don't think that he was expecting to say anything outside of his probably what he normally says in his accent. He had no idea how to respond. Yeah, and I was like, bitch, you're talking to the queen of fake accents here. I do them all the time to myself throughout the day. It's like I have 17 personalities and they all have an accent. Okay. No. Yeah, it was funny. It was like he's obviously just having fun with his job and like is bored and like maybe he's a theater nerd and practicing his accent. I don't fucking know. Yeah. But that's my sidebar on
Jack Black. He recently went to a Renaissance fair and was very inspired by it.
Oh, totally the type. Totally the type. Oh my God, yeah. He's totally the type. Holy shit. Yep. Yeah. So. Well, you know what? Jack Black, dude, I hope you're doing well, and I hope you continue to work on your accents and get better, because when people ask you to sing something random like Jack Black, you gotta be able to pull through. Gotta see it through, my boy. Okay, let's get back I was just gonna Eminem it and go snap back to reality.
But... oh, there goes gravity. It's Ope.
Who did I discuss this with? Is it O? Okay, is it O, there goes gravity, Brie, or Ope, there goes gravity? Ope.
He's from Michigan.
Thank you.
It's Ope.
Thank you. He is it's from Ope. Michigan.
It's Ope.
It is Ope. But.
Ope, there goes. Yeah. The lyrics say O. We know.
No, that's incorrect.
No, Ope. Yep. Ope, there goes gravity. Okay. Back to reality. So dumb.
All right, so these shadowy humanoid shaped shadow people, right?
It's all
with the hats on.
We're struggling today.
So descriptions of this are found across many cultures and continents, and it is debated whether or not shadow people are a negative presence or a neutral presence.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they are, there are different ones for different, like, cultures or countries, does that mean that each one has a different type of hat?
No, well, okay. Most descriptions are, like, the same type of hat.
Really?
Which is just, yes. Like, it's mostly, like a bowler hat, okay, with, like a small rim, like, mm-hmm, brim on it.
Oh, that's actually really interesting. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. There's also different types of hauntings. I don't know, it's like hauntings, different types of hauntings and different type of ghosts can somewhat overlap. You'll see what I mean. So, a residual haunting occurs when a lot of energy and emotion is expended in one place. It could be negative or a positive event, like a murder or a lively party. Both can cause a residual haunting. Events play over and over again in a loop like a video recording. The entities involved in a residual haunting are unaware of their surroundings. It's not like an intelligent interaction where the entity knows that you're there. The scenes will play out whether or not living people are there or not.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you've heard stories of, like, walking into a room and hearing music and laughter and stuff, like, so it's, I think that's interesting that it's good emotions as well as bad.
Yeah.
Just high emotion output can cause that for years to come. So it's like, I kind of want to, like, know what those parties were like, if they were, like, that banging to be, like, replayed in the fabric of time over and over again because of so much, like, high spirits, like, pardon the pun.
What's that like?
Another thing, type of haunting is portal haunting. Places that experience a wide array of anomalies and strange activity are suspected to be a portal for these energies, where they're traveling, like, back and forth through these portals. And maybe kind of the same as a portal haunting, maybe a little different, is a time slip, or also called a quantum event. Basically, the theory is that there are many different dimensions and or planes of existence, and as they move through time, they're brushing up against each other, and sometimes a rip in time, or however you'd want to describe that, occurs, allowing us to briefly see into another time and place, or possibly another dimension, like some Rick and Morty shit.
Mm-hmm.
Also, wanted to discuss the second law of thermodynamics with you.
Oh, thank you.
I've
been missing this which in my is life. That,
I needed this.
Yeah, which is, all energy, energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed. So the energy, that's the law of thermodynamics, second law of thermodynamics. So the energy that makes us up, when we die, that energy that powers our body doesn't pass away with us. It forms bonds with other energies. So that, I don't know if that exactly explains, that's probably a really simplistic way to explain ghosts.
Yeah.
Chelsea has a lot of experience with ghosts because she is sensitive, would you say?
Yeah.
I don't know how you would want to describe it.
I'll explain a little bit more.
But she's going to tell us everything she knows about ghosts.
Yes. So I did.
Hold on, did you do straight up research for this? Did you write everything down?
Me? Yeah. I have...
Oh my
pages
God.
Of
I love this.
Of, I mean, I didn't research because it's my life, but, like, I wrote stuff down.
Yeah.
So I didn't get, like, tongue-tied and stuff. So
I
love this so much.
So I guess you'd say identify as a psychic intuitive. So basically what that means is I can see things and know things that are beyond the typical perception. And I am also a past life regressionist, which we will actually talk about in a different episode. But I just wanted to give a little bit of background about, like, how I grew up, because it kind of ties into why I'm sensitive. So I grew up with kind of a spiritual mom. She really taught me how to trust my intuition, trust my gut. Like, that was, like, pounded into me. Like, if you ever have a feeling, trust that feeling. We would go out and hug trees. My mom was a tree hugger. We literally would go on walks and hug trees. And she was, like, into energy transfer and stuff. Like, just very, like, new age spiritual kind of mom. So it was always very accepted that there were other things like ghosts. So it was a very accepting upbringing to kind of foster my gifts. So I called and talked to my mom in preparation for this episode. And my mom told me when I was around like 1.5, 2 years old that I would tell her that there was a man in my closet, and she would hear me talking seemingly to myself in my bedroom. And I think if you're into ghosts, you're well aware that young children are more like apt to see them. And I think that's because like kids aren't like jaded. Kids don't know they're not supposed to see that stuff. They're not jaded to the world yet. They're like more open-minded. So that was my first recorded time seeing a ghost, was this man in my closet that I guess I played with when I was a toddler.
Did he have a name?
I was 1.5, 2. I don't remember it at all, but my first memory was around 3 years old, but my mom told me about this experience, but we moved from that house when I was 5, and the next house we moved into was not very old, and I don't remember anything supernatural happening there, other than me making up ghost stories to scare the neighbor kids, because we lived in the country by some woods, and it was, you know, a little bit spooky, and I was an imaginative child, so, nothing really happened at that house. So the first time I actually remember seeing a ghost, because again, I was only 2 the time before and I don't remember, I was around 11 years old and we had moved to a new town and I lived in a house that was built in the early 1900s, so pretty old. The way the house was laid out, there was one bedroom and one bathroom on the main floor and then 2 bedrooms on the second floor, and that's all that was up there, was just 2 bedrooms. My parents and little brother slept upstairs while I slept on the main floor by myself. My bedroom was directly across from the bathroom, and I usually kept my door open when I was sleeping, so if anyone came down to use the bathroom, I could see them. I've always been a deep sleeper, though, so I usually didn't even wake up if someone did get up to use the bathroom. But one night my eyes snapped open for some reason. In the dark, with only the dim moonlight to see by, was my mom. And to give some context, in the colder months, my mom would wear these, like, old lady flannel nightgowns.
Yes.
And, you know, the long sleeves and the hem that goes down to your ankles.
Yep.
So I was staring at my mom. She was standing in my doorway in her white flannel nightgown. And I was like, "Mom?" No answer. I said again, "Mom?" Louder this time. And then, all the while staring at her, I'm wide awake at this time. Like, I'm absolutely not sleeping. Like, I'm awake and cognizant. I was looking at her, and she just slowly faded away. And
what the
it was
fuck?
Then that I realized that what I was seeing was not my mom, but it was a ghost. Nicole is just shivering. That was my first time that I remember actually seeing a ghost.
Did you go back to sleep after that, or were you scared shitless?
No. For some reason, ghosts, like, don't scare me.
So you were just kind of like annoyed, like, come on, lady, trying to trick me. Like,
I don't remember being annoyed. I just remember being like, oh shit, that's weird. Okay. And I remember like talking to my mom the next day, and she was like, oh yeah, like, there's ghosts in the house. Like, it was just like, not.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, of course. Like, this house is old.
I've stayed in that house.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything seeming weird. You told me there were ghosts in that house, but I'd never seen any in there. I don't think I'm definitely not as sensitive as you.
So I was, like I said, I wasn't scared for some reason. I've never been scared when I see ghosts. And I asked my mom the next morning if she'd gotten up in the middle of the night, and she said she hadn't. And when I told her what I saw, she confirmed that she believed there was ghosts in her house, also since it was so old. So,
I think that if you are sensitive, mm-hmm. you kind of automatically aren't more scared, especially at a young age. You don't know really to be scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just kind of get used to it.
Yeah. I think that's right, because I never felt like threatened. I never felt like it was a bad ghost. Like, I know the difference between, like, it's just a ghost. Like, it's just someone that died. They're not trying to hurt you, versus, like, scary, like, horror movie shit. So, yeah, it was just like, oh, yeah. There's just a ghost lady by the bathroom. So I would see and feel the presence of ghosts and entities throughout my teens and early 20s. And if you go back to the end of the September 16th podcast, episode number one of season two, you could hear about some of those experiences. I believe it's the second to last story on the podcast. So my parents moved to a new town in 2013 when I would have been about 25. They lived in a condo complex that was built in the 1970s. So not too old, mm-hmm. but, old enough, not a new building. Their unit had been owned originally by an old man, and when he passed away, potentially in that condo unit, I didn't know, but he was just old, and he just died of old age. The condo was left to his grandson, and apparently this kid was bad news, and he eventually got evicted because he was selling and probably smoking meth out of his unit.
Oh, was he cooking God. It there?
I don't think he was cooking it there, but he was definitely dealing, and I would imagine, like, partaking as well.
Yeah.
So, the thing with meth is it can seep into the walls and other things. So before my parents...
It stinks.
Stinks. This is just general knowledge. Thankfully, I've never been exposed to meth. Just a disclaimer. This is just what I heard from my mother.
You should name this episode Chelsea's Never Done
I've Never Done Meth. Oh my gosh. Okay. So before my parents bought the place, it was completely gutted, like out to the outer walls, and remodeled. So you would never have known that the condo was from the 70s by looking at it, because everything was completely modern. So the first time I slept over at my parents' new place, I stayed in the guest bedroom by myself. I'd gone to bed and was scrolling on my phone for a while, as one does. But then I heard very soft footsteps on the carpet in my room. Mind you, my bedroom door was closed and it did not open. I heard the footsteps pad to the end of the bed, and then I felt something jump up on the bed the way a cat would. The thing is, my parents didn't have a cat or a pet of any kind. I turned the flashlight on my phone and looked at the bed and all around the room, but I couldn't find an explanation for what I'd felt and heard. Nicole, your face right now.
I really don't like this, because the other, like, literally two nights ago, I thought I felt my cat jump on my bed, but she wasn't there. So this is just really bringing back that feeling.
Oh, sorry. So in the morning, I told my mom what I had experienced, and she told me that the old man who had lived there had a cat, and both of their ghosts still resided in the unit. In fact, my mom had even heard the cat purring.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute,
though. Okay.
That is cute. Like, if I had to be haunted, I would want to be haunted by a cat.
A purring cat ghost.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a wholesome ghost.
So, yeah. I never really, had an interaction with the old man, although, stuff fell down in the closet one time that, like, shouldn't have. Like, there was no explanation. So I don't know what that was all about. But, eventually I asked the ghost to leave me alone when I was there. I just, like, it's so silly and awkward, but I was just in the guest bedroom, and I just, like, spoke out loud to nothing, just saying, can you please leave me alone because you're scaring me? And I never had another experience when I was at that house.
I feel like sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds dumb, but you have to. When I was in the Joliet prison over summer break or whatever, like, I was talking and then I got that footstep caught on camera or whatever. But you talk to them.
And I mean, it was...
Because they were human, usually.
Yeah, it's just an old man, you know? He died. Yeah. He's just staying in his little condo. But I just don't...
Nicole's like, no, you don't fucking talk to him.
I'm like, I'll talk to the cat, but not the guy.
Yeah.
Like, we're not talking to anyone.
Most of the ghosts that I have experienced are what Brie was saying, like, the intelligent hauntings, where it's like you can talk to them and interact with them.
Yeah.
So now things get, like, a little weird. Like, you need to keep an open mind for the rest of my stories. So the rest of my stories require a little background. So in the spring of 2020, in the throes of quarantine, I joined TikTok, like a lot of people did. And it was there...
Hey! Yeah,
it was there that I found a spiritual community that helped me understand and harness my abilities. So I started meditating regularly and doing other things to intentionally develop my clairvoyance, which is the seeing beyond, and my claircognizance, which is the knowing part. So I learned that I could see spirits not only with my eyes, but also in my mind, or third eye. And it's a little hard to explain, but I equate it to the Disney Channel show That's So Raven. Did you guys watch That's So Raven?
Yeah.
Where when she is getting a vision, like it goes like shoop, and it's like inside her head rather than her like seeing it externally. Mm-hmm. So I'll see things like a movie playing in,
like,
my head.
In your mind's eye.
Yeah. So a lot of people experience this, especially when you're, like, reading a book and you can see it playing in your head. That is clairvoyance, basically. And so I think that Kylie had mentioned it. I don't know if it was on Instagram or what, but it was at the end of the story.
The prison?
No, everyone can have these abilities. Everyone has the capability to be clairvoyant, or there's a bunch of different ones, but not everyone, like, works to open it up or is open to it. So, but that, like, reading and seeing a movie in your mind is clairvoyance. So it gives you a little taste of, like, what I'm talking about. So the other thing I learned how to do is something they call remote viewing, which is, if you've seen the show Behind Her Eyes on Netflix, have any of you seen that?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Okay. It's
good.
It is good.
You should definitely watch it. So if you've seen that, that's essentially what they're doing. So without getting too deep into it, when I'm meditating, I can basically send my energy to other places. And that's how I'm able to help cross over ghosts, even if I'm not physically there. So I, like, meditate and send my energy. Like, I could send my energy to Bree's house and be there and see it in my mind and be able to interact with ghosts or whatever that are in her house.
So. Is that the same or different as astral projection?
It is very similar. It's like the same sort of realm. Astral projection goes more to into like going into other dimensions, going forward and backward in time, going through space, whereas remote viewing is in the here and now, just going to other places.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question. So a lot of the supernatural and spiritual stuff is going on. And I'm not trying to, like, get anyone to believe in whatever, convince anyone, but I feel like anyone who believes in ghosts and the supernatural probably has a pretty open mind. So, yeah. That being said, these...
Yeah, 50% of Americans believe in some sort of paranormal, whether it be angels, ghosts, demons, some type of paranormal something. Yeah. So, the other 50% of you.
What you doing?
I feel like you don't believe just because
they're not listening either to our podcast.
No, they're not. Well, you know what? Some of them do. Some of them do. And then they're like probably making fun of us this entire episode. But I do feel like it's like one of those things where if nothing has happened to you, it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Although there are hard, like there is scientific evidence of these things happening. And I think people forget paranormal doesn't equal ghost. Mm-hmm. Paranormal means outside of the norm of normal reality. So just because it's paranormal, you're not going to see a woman in a white Victorian gown marching towards you.
Yeah.
Paranormal is just outside of the norm. I just had to get that off my chest.
So I started seeing more ghosts around my apartment. Most of them were like the shadow variety that Brie was talking about. I'd see them out of the corner of my eyes all the time, and they were either black or white shadows.
Did they have a hat?
No, I have not seen the hat, man. I'm pretty sure, so I said before, like, I'm not scared when I see ghosts. I'm pretty sure I would be a little scared if I saw a guy with a bowler hat in my room.
I don't think I'd be less scared. Like, this guy has flair. He accessorizes.
I hope that I never find out my feelings about that. So I had learned to cross over ghosts. If they wanted to cross over, you can't force them. There are several ways that I've heard of people crossing over ghosts, but the way that I do it is I create a portal of golden light with my own energy, and then I guide them through the portal, and they go wherever they need to go. I don't know what happens after that. I just lead them to where they have to go. So I started attracting spirits that needed help crossing over, which was a bit startling at first. Every time I meditated, I would inevitably be bothered by a lost spirit because they knew that I could talk to them and help them. It was a little annoying.
that probably doesn't make for a very relaxing meditation session.
Yeah. No, not at all. So I would be laying on my bed with my eyes closed, doing my thing, usually like listening to a guided meditation or something, and I would feel someone walk up to my bed.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
Can you assist me today?
Basically like that. And I would be home alone because when I meditate, I like to be home alone because my boyfriend doesn't understand, like, I'm meditating, don't talk to me. But, I'm home alone and I feel someone walk up to me. It's just creepy. Yeah. So, there was one day that I was getting ready for my day, to work from home, as I have been doing through all of COVID, and I work out of my bedroom. So I was settling in and I looked over and there was a man standing by my closet. And I saw him as sort of like a white-gray, like how they depict ghosts in the movies, you know, like the kind of whitish transparent. I kind of like jerked my head back in shock because I wasn't expecting to like see a ghost at 7 in the morning. and he disappeared. So even though it felt a little silly, I said out loud again, "I'll help you when I'm done with work." Like just just wait your turn. So then later that night, I meditated and I made contact with them, and I helped them cross over. The thing you have to understand is that when you're dead, time doesn't work the same. So when someone dies, their spirit will often stick around and help loved ones grieve. And what is days or weeks to us is a blink of time to them. They can also choose not to cross over right away, and that's how we get ghosts. So some get a little lost or confused, but many are scared to move on for one reason or another. Like they don't know what, you know, what's waiting for them. They're scared because they were not, you know, like perfect people, or they did bad stuff or whatever. So you can choose to like not move on, and then you're in the like in between. You're not in this spirit world, but you're not alive. You're the in-between, the ghost. So another thing to know about ghosts is if you are sick or injured when you die, if you cross over, all that goes away. But when you're in the in-between stage as a ghost, those illnesses and injuries can still stick around with you in a way. So that's the case with my next ghost. I was meditating, minding my own business, when I sort of jerked up, and my awareness, this is like the third eye, that's so Raven thing again, so this was like happening in my mind. So my awareness is taken to the bathroom in my apartment. There, I see an old man sitting on my toilet.
No.
Yeah. There's just this old guy sitting on the toilet. I have never experienced anything so bizarre. So I asked him what he was doing, and it was clear that he was very confused. He likely had Alzheimer's or dementia in his living life, and that had followed him into the spirit world. So I had to explain that he was dead, which that's always fun to have to tell someone that they're dead. And I asked if he wanted to cross over. Usually I vaguely like allude to heaven or something, though I'm not religious and don't necessarily believe in that. But it usually gets the point across, and this old man agreed to cross over. So my last two stories involve me remote viewing, which is again where I can project my awareness to another place. So many of my friends know I can deal with ghosts. So one day I get a text from my friend who lives in Arizona. She said there was some weird stuff happening in her house, like noises and doors closing, and she asked if I can check it out. So when I sent my awareness to her living room, I saw a small boy hiding behind her couch. I coaxed him out and asked what he was doing there, and it turns out that my friend's three young children had attracted this ghost child to come play with them. Oh. Yeah. So, this ghost child had died of some form of, like, childhood cancer and didn't get to play much in his life. So he was, like, really excited to play with these three kids who, they're all under the age of 6, I believe. Mm-hmm. So they're, like, you know, able to see him and interact with him. So I had to explain that he was, like, scaring the family and he needed to cross over. And he was scared. He said he was, you know, scared to do that. But he asked me, like, if I cross over while I see my grandpa. And I assured him that he would. And then I created the portal of golden light, and I crossed him over.
Oh my gosh.
So that was a sweet one. And then this is my last story. So another friend contacted me and said that something kept knocking on her mother's bedroom door. And so when I sent my awareness to her house, I saw a man on his knees in front of her mother's bedroom door. And he was knocking on the bedroom door and pleading for his wife to come out.
That's sad.
He was clearly confused because my friend's mom was not his wife. I asked him what he was doing, and he explained that his wife was mad at him because she caught him cheating.
Oh.
Well, yeah. That's a different story.
The tea.
And he was trying to see her and beg for forgiveness. So he was like knocking on this door, like calling to his wife, trying to get her to come out, but it wasn't, he's dead. Like, he was confused.
Is his wife also dead?
Yeah. I'll get to that.
Okay.
So I had to explain to this man that not only was he dead, but by the looks of his style of clothes, he had been dead a long time.
Ah.
Yeah. He was understandably upset, but I told him if he crossed over that he would get to see his wife again, which obviously he really wanted to do. And that convinced him, and then I was able to cross him over.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
A lot of these stories keep reminding me of the house that my mom and I lived in, that I'm like pretty sure the priest was there when we lived there.
Yeah. The one with the books?
Yeah.
That's the one with the books, blood, right?
The blood. Yeah. What? And the doors.
Yeah.
It sounds.
And the radio.
Sounds like you had a haunted house.
Yeah.
That sounds like the makings of the perfect haunted house. Yeah. She's like, you're telling me. Yeah. Well, Chelsea, I can't wait to get to the past life reading. I want a past life reading done on myself really bad. So I legit might have you do one. But I'm scared. They scare me.
Oh, they're not scary. Everyone's really nervous, but then you do it and everyone has fun and a good time.
That's awesome.
I don't want to find out that I was, like, a little bitch, you know? If I was a little bitch in a past life.
Yeah. I mean, most people were the bad guy at one point or another. I have seen, well, we'll get more into it, but I've seen lives where, like, I've murdered people. So, you can't always be the good guy. It was an accident. It was an accident of, like, not murder, manslaughter. Oh, I don't know, whatever. But.
Oh my god, I low-key hope I was a murderer. Like an intentional one.
Maybe you were a serial killer. But yeah, I'm excited to talk to you guys about past lives.
I have to. Nicole's like, Tyler, like, man.
You would be happy that you killed people? No. Cool.
Well, like, I don't know. I didn't do it. Well, I did then, I guess, technically, yeah. We'll get to it in a different episode, guys.
Oh, man.
God.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on and let me share my stories.
Thanks for sharing. That was really interesting.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your stories.
Not too scary, like just creepy enough for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. Well, we did the scariest one. Yeah. So we got that off the table. But super interesting, just like distinguishing what each ghost is, and like portals I find super interesting, like time, how do I explain this? Well, people talk all the time about like time and how like time jumps and that type of thing. And there's videos, like there's a show that is on, I watch it on Discovery Plus, so I don't actually know what channel it's on.
Yeah, we really need to be sponsored by Discovery Plus. We plug them every single episode.
I'm going to start tagging them. I'm literally going to start tagging them in all of our posts. I'm going to start hashtagging Discovery Plus and start tagging them in everything. And all of the channels associated with them. I'm pretty sure I hashtag Zach Baggins a lot. Just because it gives us some good hashtag views. And I'm low-key hoping he'll be like, hey girl, come investigate.
Well, you never know.
We'll get like a Pauly Shore thing.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god, I would die.
Right? Yeah. No, our stranglers don't know. I tagged Pauly Shore, the great and wonderful Pauly Shore. I tagged him in a post on my Facebook, and I said, I'm in the mood to watch a Pauly Shore movie, tagged him. He went up on my post, and he was like, watch Encino Man, dude. And I was like, shut.
We still have to share that
door. And
I have to share
like,
that
now. I really want to, like, you know, his mom owned the comedy store in LA, in Hollywood, and it's a very old building, and it's from what I understand, it's very haunted. So I'm gonna definitely do an episode about the ghosts of the comedy store.
Ooh.
And who knows, maybe Possibly, I don't know. Maybe I'll reach out to Polly and see if he has any firsthand stories. Yes. That would be so awesome.
Oh my gosh, really yes. Cool. Polly!
Okay, so then if you reach out to Polly Shore, he has to reach out to Brendan Fraser and fulfill my lifetime dream of meeting George of the Jungle. Oh! I love it. I'm part of this Brendan Fraser group on Facebook that just posts thirst traps of Brendan Fraser all the time. Oh my god, that dog is barking. Anyway, that is that on that, people. Thank you so much for listening. Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us, and she'll be with us in the next couple episodes as well. And if you like what you hear, please go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating, and leave us a review. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. And we love you, and we'll talk to you next Thursday. Bye, guys.
Bye, Stranglers.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.